Now, they go to battle, and so what's going to happen? So the people sent to Shiloh, that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. And these are paid preachers. They're just going to do what they're told to do. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. Boy, they had a great rally there. Oh, they thought they were getting somewhere spiritually. But this is nothing in the world but idolatry. They're now worshiping a box, not worshiping God at all. Let's be very careful today in our ceremonies and in our ritual and in our church. Are we worshiping a church? Are we worshiping a man? Are we worshiping a method? Are we worshiping a particular place? Are we really worshiping the living and the true God today? Now, the Philistines heard it, and we are told in verse 6, and they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp, and the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God is come into the camp. You see, that to them was an idol. And they said, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. They haven't done this before. And they're not only superstitious, they're ignorant, by the way. They don't know there's no merit in that box at all. Now, they cry out, woe unto us! Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues of the wilderness. And they certainly are ignorant of the living and true God. Now, they have to have a rally. And they have a rally, and they then come against Israel. And what happened? Well, they lost the battle. Israel did. And then a man of Benjamin, out of the army, verse 12, he came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. When he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. Now, old Eli, with all of his fault, he's a sorry father, but he at least was God's high priest, and he had a concern for the things of God. And when the men came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. It was defeat, you see. When Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, what meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now notice this. Eli was 98 years old. His eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army. I fled today out of the army. And he said, what's there done, my son? Now listen to this message. And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines. And there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead. And the ark of God is taken. It came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, his neck brake. He died, for he was an old man and heavy, and he judged Israel 40 years. Now, Eli actually was, I think, the last of the judges, though I think we can say Samuel can be considered the last. But here is one of the last of the judges, and he's a priest. And he's the great high priest at this time. And I think you need to note, when they told him about the death of his sons, certainly he was an indulgent father that broke his heart. But there's also something else to be said here that's, I think, very important to note. He maintained his composure when he was told about the death of his son. But when he told him the ark was taken, that's when he fell over backwards and died. And I think he had a heart attack, to tell the truth. He's a great big fella, fat, fell over backwards, and he was in an elevated place, broke his neck. My friend, may I say to you, I want to say this on behalf of Eli. I think he was actually God's man. Now, you see, this brings Samuel now into the position where he's going to be God's man, and he's going to be God's spokesman in a very definite way.